Praise be Jesus and Mary. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. In today's gospel passage from Luke chapter 6, Jesus teaches his disciples the distinct features of the morality they are to live by, Christian morality, which in some way is the epitome of all morality, the highest standard that can be set for moral living. For it can very well be summed up in our Lord's command, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus teaches us very simply that our love must not be limited to those who love us in return. This is a love that is common even among sinners, among pagans. But to love those who do not love us, but even those who might even hate us or enemies, love your enemies. Now, loving those who love us, is already challenging enough. Those we live with and so forth, just to love them can be challenging. And so, is Jesus commanding us here to do the impossible, to love our enemies? Yes and no. Our Lord will give us the answer, his words used elsewhere, but applicable to this question. The answer is, for man, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. So to love in such a way that as to love one's enemies is a work of divine grace, of divine charity, supernatural charity, working in us and through us. To love as God loves. Now, this ultimately is the foundational, fundamental vocation, that we have as Christians, to love as God loves, even our enemies. In the early days of Christianity, the pagans couldn't help notice, the love of those early Christians. See how they love each other, how great their love was for one another. They marveled. But the early Christians' love didn't stop there, just among themselves, but also embraced others, including their enemies, exactly as Jesus commanded them to do. Even those who violently persecuted them and put them to death as martyrs. And the fruit of all this was magnificent. The church's holiness was shown forth. It was increased, built up, and many souls were conquered for Christ. The church has always had her enemies, from day one. Those who hate the church, those who hate Christians. But Venerable Fulton J. Sheen's observation is very correct. There really are only very few who really truly hate the church, hate Christians, consequently. That is, there are many who hate, but those who hate the church, what they think the church to be. So many don't really hate the church, but there are many who hate the church in a false idea or distorted notion of her, a caricature of her. And that's something that is the case today, for sure. In light of the present scandals in the church, many, hate her, or hate her all the more, but we, who wish to be faithful members of the church, must show them the true church, the true face of the church. The church that is holy, the spotless bride of Christ, the church that is, the ark of salvation for all, the church that's the only sure refuge for needy souls seeking peace, joy, happiness, God, heaven, eternal life. There will be opportunities for us in the near future, perhaps in the immediate future, to love our enemies, putting that into practice. we'll need to prepare ourselves for these occasions so that we don't mess up. You know, when we do meet these individuals who might hate the church and hate Christians or hate us, you know, how should we prepare ourselves for these encounters that we can expect? Obviously, we have to stay very close to our Lord. You know, stay close to Him in prayer and the sacraments, especially the Blessed Sacrament, to receive strength, you know, in abundance. And also, you know, staying close to our Lord in the Word of God. And in a particular way, I would suggest, you know, looking to our Lord, you know, on the cross, on the crucifix, reflecting, meditating on His passion and death. You know, for that is perhaps the greatest school of supernatural, you know, Christian love or charity. And to be mindful of our Lord's words on the cross, words that we too hope to make our own. You know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Praise be Jesus and Mary.